Happy Friday, boys and girls. This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. Coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route. As you can see, it's a beautiful Friday here in Southern California. Last couple days was gray and overcast. It even seemed like it should rain yesterday. It was that kind of cloudy and filled to the air. But being in Southern California, we knew it wasn't going to. It may have rained somewhere, but I knew it wasn't going to rain where I was at. I say happy Friday, and I mean happy Friday. I'm excited about today. It's not a thank God it's Friday. I had a good work week, a good solid work week. I'm in shape, which means that my body is functioning physically, mentally, and psychologically. It feels to where handling work is easy. A lot of times when work is hard, it's because I'm out of sync or off balance, or I'm dealing with something, either mentally, psychologically, or physically, which makes work difficult. I love my job. And the part that I tell myself, that I used to tell myself that I like the least about my job, may be the very thing that keeps me engaged in it. And that's dealing with the customers, dealing with people calling. You know, adjusting my tone and personality and energy to better suit the caller. Not necessarily to match what the caller is coming at me with. Sometimes you need to counter that. There was a couple of times where I wouldn't say intimidated. I guess you probably use the word intimidated by the caller, just because of the personality of this caller. This is like when I was whiny, crying, oh, why is this happening to me? Oh, I don't know, I need to fix this urgent. Is anybody can help me? And I kind of exaggerated that, but that's the tone. And then it gets to the point where you can't even talk or do anything because they're going on and on with that. I had an encounter with this particular user. She was my nemesis. She was the one call that I would see coming and regret it. A couple times, I took the ACD. I took the flow out, which was a hit on my performance just not to take the call. But a few months ago, I went ahead and took the call. I said, I'm going to handle this. So I took the call, and I handled it. And in my tone, it was rather, I would say difficult, but it was hard for me to actually step up with confidence with that tone to calm this user down and basically say, let me do my damn job. Back up, slow down. Let me do what I got to do first. You know, then you can maybe whine or something. Because I was so off-put by this personality. It's one of those kind of personalities where I've had problems with before, who they just react. And anything I say, I'm attacking them, I'm hollering at them. I remember one time this user, I was like the lead. And I may be exaggerating this, but one time I walked in a room and didn't even say nothing. And she said I was hollering at her. Now, do I think she was lying? No. I do not think she was lying. I truly believe she felt that. For whatever reason, she felt that. It may have been something I did, or something I do, or just my personality, whatever it is. Or hers, you know, being defensive, being off-put by me, maybe being intimidated by me. Whatever, but I knew, you know, she believed it. I didn't even say anything. She said I was hollering at her. Didn't even open my mouth. So, and I'm not used to dealing with people like that, and I've been, you know, off put by people like that and had issues with people like that. It has always been difficult for me to deal with people like that. And she's one of those. And mostly, I'm probably, quote unquote, scared of saying the wrong thing. Just saying, you know what, lady, shut up. I'm done. I can't do this, and hang up or something. Or just, you know, just going, taking it there. Because I know that probably wouldn't be the right thing to do. Even though in the past, I've done that before, and it's helped the situation. People even came back to me and said, you know, you were right. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, after I calm them down, settle them down. You know, sometimes you got to go to that. You got to go there. But this one, for some reason, and it could be that I let this situation get like that, just to have that. It could be that I let the situation get that way, or stay that way, or be that way, just so I can have something like that. Like, ooh. There was another something that we used to do or had to do, to where it was intimidating to do. It was something that, like a little task or some kind of procedure that I used to always be apprehensive of. Oh, you know what it was? It was catching the subway in New York City. I had always been probably intimidated or apprehensive about catching the subway in New York City. You're like, oh, I gotta do this. Oh, I gotta, you know, I wanna learn how to do this. And, you know, I can. It was a challenge. And then I think this last trip, I just did it. It was so easy. And that was like nothing, you know. Now it's like nothing. And I kind of miss it being something. I kind of miss it being something that I was intimidated by or having that over me, whatever. But still, whenever I see that number come up, you know, I see that name for this caller, you know, and I tense up and, you know, I get all tight. And for me, it's nice to have something like that. It's nice to have something like that in such a minor detail of life. Because everybody needs to have something. Because I'm going to tell you, and I ain't trying to brag, but I walk around this place pretty much doing and feeling whatever I want to do. And that gets old at times. You need to be truly challenged. I walk around this place, go where I want, do what I want, have what I want. And that gets boring. As I've said many times before, that's why I think heaven won't work for human beings the way we are now. Because if you wake up every day knowing everything is going to be perfect and happy, there's no challenge. There's nothing to look forward to. You already know it's going to be Parliament in Pittsburgh. It's going to be P-Funk shows every day. Pittsburgh winning the Super Bowl every day. Christmas every day. There has to be a downside to really appreciate it. But that don't explain why God let the devil live. Why didn't God save the devil? God saved everybody else. God could have saved the devil, and we wouldn't be in this predicament. Probably didn't have to go down that route, but you kind of see where you need the positive and the negative. You need the matter and the antimatter. You need two sides. You need variance and opposition. So, and that'd be, you know, that person is mine. And then, you know, the last couple calls we've had, you know, I learned to, and one of the calls, she was going on and on and on, and I didn't stay quiet. And then I let the, she finished. She didn't finish with a question or anything. I just stayed quiet. And I let that long pause sit in. And I can hear it click, and I hear it turn over. She, oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna, it really wasn't that bad the way I'm making it sound, but it was that bad, but the tone of my voice may have been less whiny and more. It was real. It's real. It's real with this person. And I'm not the only person who has an issue with that. I'm just not used to engaging with people that way, or maybe even having people talk to me that way. And it's not like she was talking down to me. It was just, I don't like dealing with people's feelings. And that's what I told, you know, I've never been a supervisor, never been a manager. And you know, I'm cool with that. And supervisor position came up, leads position comes up. And I told my supervisor, the person who got the job, who I think is, you know, may or may not be the best person for the job, but I'm happy she got it. And I wish her success in it. Just based on her personality, it may not be a fit. Because for me, as supervisor, you have to be able to say yes or no, dictate, and it's not a total democracy. It has to be some dictatorship and some, I don't know, fascism, I don't know what the word is, but there has to be some, no, you need to do it this way. And there's not a lot of that in my department, and it's gonna bite us. It's gonna bite us. There's no discipline. The supervisors aren't strong. The whole company, from my perspective, from what I've seen, is so liberal that there's no no's. It's just, you know, so accommodating. It's nauseatingly accommodating. That's what I told my supervisor. She knows how I feel about it. Because we talk. You know, she's like I said, she's real cool. But it comes a point where you got to tell so-and-so, hey, stop. So-and-so, stop. And that, you know, you're wrong. You know. And it's okay to tell somebody you're wrong. Because you could be wrong. But it needs to be said. Their point or their action needs to be countered. And there's probably mannerly ways. There's probably, you can study years and years and years to figure the best way to counter it. But while you're studying and figuring out the best way to do it, the problem's not getting solved. Sometimes just say the wrong thing, rip the scab off the wound, and then let's heal it. Instead of being so apprehensive about what you can say and not saying, this is California. You better watch out. Our HR department is strong. And the harassment and stuff we got in place, the policies, whew, it's dangerous. Well, I went down that street talking about Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I enjoy it, though. I really do enjoy it. And I've been strong at work. I know when I'm strong, and I know when I feel good, according to how the work week goes, how it feels, how I feel when I see that next call come in. My confidence, my mojo, whatever, when I see that next call come in, if I'm ready for it or not. Some calls I'll be like, come on, what you got? What you got? What you got? Come on. And I still get nervous. I still get apprehensive. In fact, I was talking to a coworker the other day. And she's been here for like 15, 20 years. She's been here for like a long time. And I told her, it's admirable to me that she still gets frustrated when things don't go a certain way. I told her, it's admirable that after all these years, you're just not in a, oh, well, what the hell, kind of state. In fact, I might reach out to her just to reemphasize my point about that. Because she said she's just not the cat. She said she was in tears because a certain new rollout that we got isn't working quite, unquote, the way it should, or the way it was presented, or We haven't been instructed on it. It was frustrating. She couldn't get it to work. And I'm like, well, just do the best you can and funk it. She said she wasn't like that. She needs to have the I's dotted and the T's crossed. And I told him, I said, that when I work here, that's the way I respected this company. When I first started working here, that's the way this company was. I had so much respect for it. I had never seen a company that had all their I's dotted and T's crossed, and the way they handled things was immaculate. And I had a respect for it, and I still do. But it's slipping. It's slipping. And it may or may not even be good for me to go into that, oh, okay. You know, relax, do the best you can. Because it could even be leadership even knows that, you know, things aren't quite in place the way they are. We are definitely in flux. We're definitely in a transition. There are definitely things still being worked out in the field. There are things being worked out in real time in production, you know, in the actual work environment that really haven't been quite worked out yet. Because you really can't test it until we work with it. Because basically, over the last few months, we've changed the system in which we handle tickets, the actual system that holds the tickets in which we handle tickets, and we changed the actual app mechanism that answers the calls and processes the tickets and distributes them. And it's different. And we're still working it out. And like I said, to see her get frustrated after being here all these years, it was admirable. Because I'm like, what y'all get so upset about? Just do the best you can to funk it. I'm like, it's not like you're going to get in trouble. Because there's no reprimands. There's no discipline. I haven't seen any. But then again, like my supervisor said, you never cause any problem. You do everything right. So you would even need to see or hear any drama. Or there's usually nothing we need to go over as far as your performance or anything. Because I just stay out so far on that side of the road that, you know, I never hear or see any difficulties I have, I solve myself right there, or I find somebody who can solve it in real time. Nothing festers. Because I will reach out to a supervisor or a lead or somebody in a heartbeat. If there's something that I can't handle or something I think I need to be addressed, and not just for me, for everybody else. I do love my job. I love the position. I love the company. I love my coworkers. And I know how, quote unquote, blessed I am to have a job or a career, a job and a career like that. Not just a job, but a career. Since I got that first Crystal radio, when I was, what, 8, 9, or 10 or whatever, I knew what I wanted to be. And I pursued it. I pursued it at school and training. I pursued it as a hobby in my personal time. I pursued it. My Christmas gifts, what I wanted for Christmas, what I wanted for my birthday. All of that. That was my desire, my focus. And I made it work for me. I turned it into a career. So now, I take the technology, the internet, the phone, recording, YouTube, my podcast, so I can walk around shooting video of myself, doing what I want to do with the technology that I've learned to master for all my years growing up, ever since I was 9 or 10. This is my wheelhouse. This is what I do. And it fits. And I'm good at it. And I like wires. You go to my house, my apartment is a studio. That's what I want. Computers, internet, microphones, webcams, audio interfaces, OBS Studio software. That's what I love, that's what I do. Okay, a lot of that was showing off for the little kid that came within earshot. He was checking me out with my recording, you know, my selfie stick and my camera. So I just wanted to put a little something on him, do something for the children coming up. Just let them know, you know, there's somebody cool like me, even though I'm old. Even though I'm old, you know, I still partake in such things and I make them fun. They can be cool. But what was a happy Friday? I woke up this morning. Mr. Scale said 213.6. If I lose my usual 2.8 pounds on this walk, I could be 210 something. Which for a Friday would not be too bad. It would make me happy. But I'll probably be 211.4. Or something like that, 211.4, 211.6, which is pretty good, considering. But I have to stay on it. The season is coming up, food season is coming up. It's a little chill in the air. It's harder and harder to get out of bed. The tendency is gonna want comfort food and eat, and then kind of lay around, and to be lazy. Days gonna get shorter, and I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again, to repeat to myself, it's my mantra to keep my head on. But at least here we get sunshine. The sun will continue to come out, that helps. It may only come out for 2 hours a day, and then I'm going back to Ohio. Oh my God, see, I'm going back to Ohio. Here's where it starts. Going back to Ohio for 2 weeks over granddaughter's birthday and Thanksgiving. And I gotta watch it. I think last time I did okay. Last time I did fairly okay. And you see, the weather changes, so it's gonna be harder to get steps. Or it's gonna be colder. I might order another sauna suit. I might order an extra large sauna suit, oversized, so it'll be more comfortable for me to wear. Because I like to wear them over my clothes. When I walk, I gotta be warm. And I like to sweat, but it ain't necessary anymore. Because I've taught myself to realize that sweat weight loss is meaningless. It's nice to see. I love seeing that lower number, but it's pseudo. It's an anomaly. So, I gotta stay on it. I wanna stay on it. I wanna get down. 195. And if I could keep it down and get down through this winter, through winter, without smoking anything, or stay off the nicotine, no black and mild, no vaping, I would feel that a big accomplishment. And I feel better. You know, I feel better and I feel good. And it seems like it's taken months for that to happen. Really, it does. It seems like it's taken maybe like a year for me to get to feeling this good. It wasn't like as soon as I stopped vaping, or as soon as I stopped this, or as soon as I stopped that. It's been gradual. And as I've been losing the weight, I've been losing the weight over that time. I quit smoking, vape, nicotine over that time. Eating habits has gotten better. Since February, I haven't missed 10,000 steps. And I feel it. I feel better. I feel stronger, more capable. I have energy. I find myself doing little stuff around the house. Yesterday, I'm cleaning out closets and folding up this, putting that there. You know, just tidying up, organizing. Like after I got home from my walk. Like, you know, because I still got a lot of time, let's face it. I'll get back home. I have an hour before I need to punch in. So there is time for me to execute some stuff. And I do, and it's exciting to be able to go ahead and it's exciting to be able to go ahead and do some stuff in between. You know, while you're getting dressed or squeeze some little extra stuff. It feels good. It feels good to do like little chores. Working on the empire. The inventory. I think they're Jewish people walking to the synagogue thing, I believe. I don't think you should be, or you're going to the, hopefully you're going to the sidewalk. It ain't walking up this, is you? Oh, there's a street over there. Yeah. I didn't think they'd be walking up the bus lane. Anyway. Feels good. California, 4 good weeks. Steelers in Pittsburgh. Groove Allegiance. Garrett Scheider in front of an all-star P-Funk band in D.C. Come back to L.A. Maggots, put on a good show. Then the next weekend after that, I'm flying up to San Francisco. See the Brides of Funkenstein, front row, standing right there. Whew! Got to sing on the mic. Then Miss Silva flashed the mic to me, and I was on there. Old MacDonald had a barn, E-I-E-I-O. And in that barn, he had a dance floor, E-I-O. And this time I sang, I can hear myself in the monitor. This time I was singing louder, I was projecting. I don't know what it sounded like, but I can actually hear myself this time. So I know it cut through. Might have been too loud or whatever, because I was singing. And it made me realize I'm not right up there in their faces. I might be over enthusiastic. I might be somewhat overly exuberant. I don't care. Because I'm going for it. It's what I do. I'm there to express how I feel. And I'm comfortable doing it. And I don't kind of care about who's around me. And I don't even I almost don't even care about the actual performers. It's the music. It's me and the music. So I know out there on the dance floor singing Sweat All Over the Dance Floor. I think that was Boosie. I thought, yeah, I get it going. Because I grew up in church. I know how to worship. I've seen praise worship. I've seen people that I grew up and looked up to, my mother, my grandmother, you know, elders, people who I was trained or raised to completely look up to, celebrate on beat, in rhythm. Just let it go. So I learned. I know how to celebrate the music. And It was not hard for me at all to take that feeling and apply it to the funk. Not at all. In fact, I made a connection between funk spiritually in the church a long time ago. When I was saying that funk is spiritual and funk is that, before it was cool to think or say that. I was saying that before. You know, a lot of people thought that was blasphemous. You can't, it's not the same. It's, no. And then I read Ricky Vincent's chapter 18, The Metaphysics of Funk, in his book. And I say, that's exactly what I'm talking about right there. That was exactly what I was talking about. I must say I've always been a pioneer. I must say I have always been a pioneer. I develop things and from what I see around me and I build it and or I do it my way or I figure out a way to do it. And I've, a lot of times, the way I've done it, I was doing it way before a lot of people. And it became a trend afterwards. Because I would just, you know, work it out. My biggest ones was, it's been said that I was the first one to have a booming system in Youngstown. Because I figured it out. There's those 6x9 speakers, how they sounded in the trunk of my car. So I used to ride around my mother's 1974 Buick Century, big giant ass car, bumping P-Funk out the back. It was out the back. That was before I ate the back. It was out the, you know, you roll the windows down, the back windows down, and all that bass you could hear. Wasn't nobody doing that. Because I knew what I wanted it to sound like. And I worked at getting it. And it just happened to evolve into, you know, that. Atheism. My atheist walking video. Definitely talented as groundbreaking and possibly the first real atheist video on YouTube. So I've been rewarded for my independent thinking numerous times. I definitely keep a distance from the mainstream, from mainstream habits, I should say. I do keep a distance from, I've separated myself at least logistically or logically from the social norms, because I've also studied that all Jesus and Muhammad and great thinkers, they went away for a long time thinking about things that came back. They were separate from society. you know, the story. A lot of the great thinkers developed their thinking and their ideas away from the social norms and the quote unquote limitations or restrictions or container that society can put you in to conform, the conformity, the inherent conformity of being in a society with other people. So, we'll see. It's Friday. I'm happy. As you can see, it's a fairly beautiful day out here. Autumn chill in the air, if you call it a chill. Put an extra blanket on the bed a few days ago. Not really an extra blanket. We had more like a little extra cover or something. I wouldn't even call it a blanket. But I got the blankets ready. I even saw my old duvet. And I got a duvet wrapper or whatever you call it, a duvet. And I got a comforter that's supposed to go inside it. I never used for 2-3 years. It's white, so I ain't trying to get it all dirtied up. Anyway. Swinging on y'all 2 times. Me? For the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, this or any universe that it was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.